Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Rohit Sharma hit a century on debut to help India into a healthy lead over the West Indies on day two of the first test in Kolkata. Replying to 234, India were 83 for 5 when Sharma came to the crease, but his unbeaten 127 and Ravi Chandran Ashwin's 92 not out helped the home side close on 354 for 6, ahead by some 120 runs. Sachin Tendulkar made 10 before he was trapped in front by Shane Shillingford, but by becoming the 14th Indian to hit a century on Test debut, Sharma has put his side in the driving seat with 3 days remaining. South Africa retook the lead in the five-match series against Pakistan, courtesy of a relatively comfortable 68-run win in the third one-day international in Abu Dhabi yesterday. Faf du Plessis and JP Duminy hit half-centuries as the Proteas made a useful 259 for 8 in what has been a low-scoring series thus far. Pakistan then crumbled following an enterprising opening partnership and were all out for 191 as Imran Tahir continued his impressive tour by taking 4 for 53. Mohammad Hafiz and Ahmed Shehzad did add 50 in 8 overs to get Pakistan off to a strong start. However, Dale Steyn and Morne Morkel accounted for one apiece in successive overs, and Pakistan never really recovered. There was no play on day two of the Australia A against England tour game at the Bellerive Oval in Hobart due to rain. Openers Alistair Cook and Michael Carberry had batted throughout the opening day to leave England on 318 without loss. However, the weather intervened to prevent them batting on or allowing other batsmen valuable time in the middle. With 2 days remaining, England may still decide to bat on, weather permitting, before giving their bowlers a workout. Ireland began their preparations for the ICC World 2020 qualifier with a 9-run win over local side Wings 11 in Dubai. It was far from a convincing performance with the bat, and it needed Max Sorensen to blast 28 not out in 18 balls to haul them to a score of 121 for 9. Their bowlers delivered a better performance to dismiss Wings 11 for 112 in reply. Sorensen, one of four bowlers to have taken 2 wickets.